Latin America has some of the highest crime rates in the world, and that includes extortion, which doesn't just terrorize, but also takes a huge economic toll on ordinary citizens. In many Latin American countries, it's siphoning off billions of dollars and hindering economic development. As part of our series on violence in Latin America, NPR's Carrie Kahn takes us to Mexico, where some estimates say that extortion costs more than $30 billion a year.
Extortion is not new in Mexico. You've probably heard of the famous mordida, slang for a bribe, usually handed on the sly to a traffic cop or low-level official. Recently, though, extortion has taken a violent turn, hitting some of Mexico's largest corporations.
Perdidas millonarias dejó en Michoacán el incendio de tres bodegas de la empresa Sabritas, registrados durante...
Nightly newscasts were full of images of torched delivery trucks and warehouses owned by one of Mexico's largest snack food manufacturers, Sabritas, a subsidiary of PepsiCo. The Knights of Templar drug cartel took responsibility for the sabotage and warned other big companies, including Danone Yogurt and Bimbo, against operating in the conflictive central Mexican state of Michoacán. All three companies declined interview requests. A recent survey by the American Chamber of Commerce in Mexico reported that more than a third of all businesses were threatened with extortion last year. Arcadio Méndez Hurtado of the National Transportation Chamber in Michoacán says truck drivers in the state have it particularly tough. He says if you're hauling something in the state, limes, avocados, wood, anything, you have to pay a fee. A fee to organize crime for safe passage. Méndez says, personally, he makes it difficult for an extortionist to get a hold of him. If he doesn't recognize the number, he won't pick up. For many, though, the extortion is face-to-face. At a truck stop on the main Michoacán highway, this long-haul driver, who is afraid to give his name, says he usually pays off an officer at least two times a week.
This one officer here on this road, he says to me, look, if I'm not here when you come through, you leave me the money under that rock. You hear me? You leave it under there, even if I'm not around.
He says the bribes, which average about $10 to $15, come directly out of his pocket. His boss only reimburses him for official trip expenses.
Eso no entra cuenta, eh? No dan recibo, eh? Si dieron un recibo, era, ten, era, te lo mandaron.
He says it's not like the cops give receipts. Just how much extortion is costing Mexico is difficult to track. The nonprofit Transparency International in Mexico did a survey on bribes paid for 35 municipal services. On average, Mexicans paid 165 pesos, about $15 a bribe. Annually, extortion cuts into 14% of a family's income. Executive Director Eduardo Borges says extortion comes in all sizes. In the big metro centers like Mexico City, small bribes, or tips, are a way of life. You pay them for everything from securing a parking spot on a public street to getting the trash man to pick up your garbage, even though the service is included in your property taxes.
When you have this so-called petty corruption, it's not petty anymore. No? It accounts for a lot of money.
Borges says it's about $32 billion a year, and that was only the amount he calculated for bribes paid for a few dozen services. He says the actual number is far greater. Some studies put the estimate at 10% of Mexico's GDP.
It's extortion, it's corruption, it's impunity, and we are all accepting it because we think we are gaining something else from the system because they are not doing the math.
Street vendors in Mexico City know the math all too well. At a busy metro stop in Mexico City, dozens of vendors sell everything from umbrellas to CDs. All pay 30 pesos a week, about $2.50, to a so-called leader. Israel Cruz, who sells instant coffee and sweetbread, says he doesn't know the guy's name, but he has to pay him or he'll get kicked off the street. He says he would much rather use those 30 pesos to buy his daughter a new shirt, something she needs. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.